The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are A.J. Taylor with KIOW Forest City and Ed Funston with KILR Esterville. A.J., can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Are countries halting exports to the U.S. because of these unresolved tariff issues that we are seeing, and is it really going to affect our economy as a result?
The only thing about tariffs that I think are affecting our economy near term is the uncertainty of not having final agreements and the president sometimes raising tariffs one day and taking them off the other day. I think it's the uncertainty that's doing it. But now to answer your question, yes, there are some countries that are not doing business in the United States, and they're trying to find markets elsewhere. Ed?
Yeah, Senator. President Trump is proposing sending the National Guard into cities like Chicago and Portland to combat violent crime. Is that something that you think is a good idea?
I think that the president ought to have sound constitutional basis for doing it. And I don't know whether he has sound constitutional basis for doing it. And he had a recent decision in California saying he didn't do it there. I think that's on appeal. So I don't know whether I could draw conclusions from that. And I would say if the president does have constitutional authority to do it, it would be a good idea to get National Guard into Chicago based on the proposition that there's been 300 and some murders there this year, and several murders and shootings just over the Labor Day weekend. And if you believe that the number one problem of governments is to protect the American people, and if the local police aren't doing it, then I think that the president should step in. But I want to always have that caveat that he ought to have the constitutional authority to do it. Now, 81% of the Americans believe that crime in big cities is a major issue. Now, that statistic isn't enough to say the president has the constitutional authority to do it. But it seems to me like we've seen a turn of events even from the mayor of Washington, D.C., who very much opposed the National Guard being in Washington, D.C., and a couple weeks later, after seeing less killings, less crime being committed, and the additional help being very helpful to pacifying this city, you're surprised what a little bit of additional help and show of authority by the federal government can help in a particular city, in this case, Washington, D.C. A.J. Taylor?
The Wall Street Journal had a piece on Sunday talking about one of the CEOs, Ken Griffin, who is speaking out about what is happening with him kind of stoking the fire with the Federal Reserve. He says that Trump's playing a risky game with the Fed. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think that this is going to help us in getting a cut in the rates, or is it just going to stay? Where do you think this is going to end up at?
I think if the president hadn't said anything about the Federal Reserve over the last few months, you'll get three rate cuts yet this year, one of them next week. And I believe in the independence of the Fed, and I believe the Fed was set up by Congress under our authority to have control over the monetary system of our country. We set up the Federal Reserve in 1913 to do that job for us. So it's more of a entity to carry out the constitutional responsibilities of Congress as opposed to what the president has to do with it, except for the appointments, of course. Ed?
Senator, you spoke last week on the Senate floor about Senate Democrats having placed a blanket hold on all U.S. attorneys nominations since the beginning of the second Trump administration. Is there anything that Republicans can do to break that hold and move the process along?
We're going to work this week and into next week on changing the rules so we can get it done much faster. and that's going to start this very day. AJ Taylor.
What's your thought about the possible banning of glyphosate and atrazine on Iowa farms that Secretary Kennedy is kind of in favor of doing? Do you think it's a necessity because this is, might be concerning some farmers, especially here in the area?
Oh, of course it's of concern for farmers. We're hearing about it all the time. And I think that that's an issue I brought up with him when he was before the Finance Committee in January or February. I asked him the question if he was going to leave agriculture to the Department of Agriculture and other things to EPA. And he said he was. And then I followed up with him this week, and I'm not sure I got a satisfactory answer. But I said, are you still of the same frame of mind you were in January or February when your nomination was before this very committee? And he gave an answer, but I'm not sure it was an entirely satisfactory answer. But he didn't make a big deal out of at least getting deeply involved in that sort of stuff. Ed, this is the last question.
Senator, you recently introduced legislation to make public pharmaceutical and device manufacturers' financial relationships with tax-exempt patient advocacy groups. Can you explain why you think that's important?
I'm going to have my staff get back to you on that question, but it does relate to, I want to know what the financial arrangements between nonprofits and pharmaceutical companies are. It's pretty much that. And the bottom line is transparency brings accountability. But if you want more detail, my staff will get back to you. Thank you all for participating. Goodbye.
Thank you, AJ and Ed, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.